It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week four of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week five. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week five, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Mr. Ross Tucker. Ross, how are you doing, bud?
Jim, always great. Always excited to talk to you. And here, I mean, it'll be here before you know it, man. We're only a couple weeks away now. I'm getting pumped.
I know. We're only a couple weeks away. And I always get jealous. You talk about you're covering games. Do you have a game this weekend?
I do. Yes. It will be the Citadel against Army. So two military organizations for college football. They both run the triple option. Watching the Citadel tape, I actually watched them against Clemson this week, and they're eerily similar to Army. So, look, probably be a pretty short game. Both teams run the ball almost every play, but it's kind of interesting when teams both know each other so well. I'm looking forward to seeing these teams play. It's, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the Citadel, their conference said they're not playing this fall. And the Citadel scheduled USF, Clemson, Army. I mean, they're FCS. So they wanted to make sure their kids had a chance to play a few games. It's actually their last game. They were able to schedule four non-conference games. So this is their last game already. Their last game before the Pac-12 and Big Ten even start.
Wow, that's crazy, a four-game schedule. That really is. But kudos to them for making sure they got a chance to play this year. All right, Ross, last week we talked about new offensive coordinator Kirk Ciarrocca. Great conversation. The segment went way too fast. I still had a whole bunch of questions for you. So we decided let's just do a part two and pick up from there. Last week, one of the things that you made note of was as an offensive coordinator, the hope is Kirk Ciarrocca could get Sean Clifford a couple easier throws. I would imagine part of that is getting the wide receivers open. The expression I keep hearing is the Penn State wide receivers don't get good separation. How can a new offensive coordinator help that?
It's a good question, Jim. And, you know, there's a couple different ways that your receivers get separation, right? Number one is they're talented and they win. And it's not always just how fast they are or how quick they are. A lot of it is just being savvy and being a good route runner and knowing how to throw the defender off your scent, so to speak, as to what you're trying to do on a play. And so you see some of the guys in the NFL, I mean, there's some really good. Keenan Allen is a really good route runner. And it's just like, they make it look like they're going to do one thing, then they do another thing, but it's not easy to do that. Then there's the opposite. There's guys that aren't really good route runners, and you can kind of tell what route they're running, and they're not that smooth. And so if you have some studs, some guys that are really good naturally, they win on their own, then you can run a lot of isolation routes, so to speak, where those guys are being covered and maybe they're just crafty against a zone, or maybe they know how to win against man-to-man and they're able to get open consistently. If you don't have guys like that, you really have to scheme them open. You have to figure out ways to get them that separation if they aren't very good at getting natural separation themselves. And so what that is you'll have like bunch routes where there might be several different receivers, you know, bunched in the formation. And then when they all break out of there, the hope is that the defense drops one or is late to cover one and you're able to get some separation that way. You can also do rub routes. Defenses will call them picks. Offenses call them rub routes. They're the same thing, except one's legal, one's illegal, and teams are constantly sort of flirting that edge area. You know, basically, you can do a rub as long as you don't go out of your way to make contact with the defender. But that's another way.
Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails,
to get favorable matchups that give your receivers a better chance to get separation. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. I think a fair critique of Penn State last year was that they didn't do enough rub routes and things like that to get easy separation. And perhaps that's because they had KJ Hamler and Freiermuth. I like to think Kirk Shiraka will be a little bit more creative in that way. I mean, I think he's going to have to be.
One of the things I took note of as a fan last year in the Minnesota-Penn State game is it seemed like the offensive coordinator, Kirk Shiraka on Minnesota, set Penn State up a few times. They were running slants. They were beating Penn State on slants. Then the next thing you know, it was the receiver faked the slant, then went another way. Is that the type of thing that a good offensive coordinator could see when the defense starts to over-adjust to what you're doing? You do the next thing. You're setting them up for something else.
Yep, there's no question. It all goes hand in hand, right? I mean, you look at in like the NFL, Jim, the most successful offenses, or at least the most successful offensive coordinators, you watch their run game and then their play action, and you really can't tell what the difference is until it's almost too late. Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, Sean McVay in Los Angeles, even Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland, you know, the stuff they run is just so good that the safeties, the linebackers, they get in a bind. They don't know if it's a run or a pass because it looks so similar. And it, you know, it's the details, Jim. It takes everybody. It takes the guys up front making it look the same. You know, if it's a play action pass, you got to still make it look like a run. If it's a run, you know, obviously you're blocking run, but they all have to look the same. And I just see some teams that don't do as good of a job with that as others do. And it's, you have to really sell it. You have to really focus on the details. And I think that's another area that Shiraka should and will be pretty good at.
Last week, one of the things that we talked about, and even Kurt Shiraka talked about it, is not running the quarterback so often and getting beat up, as you saw happen to Trace McSorley a couple years ago, Sean Clifford last year. But the staple of this Penn State offense has been the RPO. You and I have had the conversation where it's not necessarily just a run-pass option. It's a run-run-pass option, meaning running back, quarterback, or pass, or sometimes just even a run-run option, either the running back or the quarterback running the ball. Would limiting the number of carries that the quarterback has, how much is it going to affect that base RPO that they run?
Well, it's a good question again. And what I would say is, as long as you still run the quarterback a couple times, I don't think it would affect it that much. You know, in other words, you don't have to run Sean Clifford 5 to 10 times. You can run him 2 to 4 times and have the same effect on the RPO game because he's still a threat and because you still know he can run. Now, if you run him 0, then they're just going to play the running back every time. They're not going to consider him a threat at all. But they wouldn't do that. They would still have Clifford run a couple times a game. And I think that's probably where you want to be, you know, in the 2 to 5 range, as opposed to, you don't want him running double digits. And I don't even think you want to get close to double digits. I think really, Jim, the lower you can keep that number but still have success, the better. And like anything else, there's going to be games where that probably works and games where they have to increase that number a little bit because they're not having as much success doing the other things. It's such an effective way to move the ball, running the quarterback, that, you know, teams, they go to that well a lot. And I thought Penn State went to that well a lot last year, and that's why Clifford kind of got beat up at times and couldn't play against Rutgers. And I wonder if it at times, Jim, affected his throwing because he took a lot of shots.
He did, and you could ask the same question about McSorley in previous seasons. Rush, there was one other thing that we didn't get into too much, but you mentioned last week, you mentioned how you love the strike first, strike fast, things like that. What I really loved was when you talked about a ghost orbit motion. We didn't have a chance to explore that a little bit when we were talking about having two running backs on the field. Could you just please give us a quick explanation of a ghost orbit motion?
Right. Well, I've heard it called either thing, right? Ghost motion, orbit motion. And it's when the wide receiver runs behind the formation, behind the running back. And so everything you're doing is trying to mess with the eyes of the linebackers and the secondary.
Evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's Keystone.
Where they come through like it's a jet sweep, right? Like they come running through and you can give them the ball or you can fake them the ball. But there's also where they can go behind the running back. And so the running back.
Or behind the quarterback, you mean, right?
No, and behind the running back too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and behind the running back too. Where they go all the way around. I think that's why they call it orbit motion, but all the way behind so that it's, you know, you might think that the running back is going to throw is going to do a reverse, or gotcha. You might think that the quarterback's going to fake the run one way, throw it back to the guy the other way. They don't have to do it very often, but just a little bit and it helps.
Again, this goes way too fast. I love this conversation, Ross, but stick around. Next segment. This is when you, the listeners, take over and we get to ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.